Our country started with the whisper. A barely audible murmur, to be exact, passed through the lively taverns and cobblestone-paved streets of the 13 colonies, from the ports of Boston to the plantations of Richmond. To the lucky few who were privy to the secret conversation, they were filled with the hope that they had never felt before. Their rallying cry stood for a glimpse of light from a shadowed sun, a distant lighthouse in a turbulent sea of darkness, a promise from the huddled masses yearning to break free from the shackles of oppression. Our country started with a spark. A spark that, when lovingly kindled, stoked the flames of revolution. A spark that, when painstakingly maintained, rose into a towering inferno. A spark that, when finally realized, turned a mere 13 colonies into a coalition of United States. In short, our country was born from a vision, a dream to form a more perfect union. Over the years, America has capitalized on that vision. What started off as a small collection of colonies doomed to fail has become an international superpower championing the values of freedom, liberty, and equality around the world. From driving oxen across the new frontier to orchestrating rocket launches to the final frontier, there's almost nothing Americans haven't done yet. We've climbed the tallest mountains and defied all the odds, and through it all, we've created the land of opportunity. However, now that it feels like we're on top of the world, it begs the question, where do we go from here? What does a country that has trailblazed across the stars have in the way of improvement? Have we truly reached the end of our fateful journey? In order to answer that question, we need to first go back to the very roots of the United States, back to the hot summer day when our founding fathers met together in a cramped, stuffy building in Philadelphia to draft what would become our nation's most revered document. The founding fathers were no stranger to failure. They'd already witnessed firsthand the unintended consequences of their previous form of government, the Articles of Confederation, and they were looking for something new, something that truly fulfilled their vision of a better government. The spark of revolution that had spearheaded the revolution was beginning to fade, leaving only ashes behind. In order to save the newly formed republic, something drastic had to happen. It was at that moment when the founding fathers began to write those immortal words down on paper, the words every child had memorized before they even knew where America was. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Those 11 words, despite their simplicity, would go on to become the foundation for a whole new system of government. And from the ashes, the United States of America was reborn. The legendary Phoenix, reborn anew from the ashes every century, draws many parallels with the United States. It's not just that they both rise anew, but they also both return stronger than before. The Phoenix represents new beginnings, especially in times of struggle. When the Articles of Confederation failed, our founding fathers rose from the ashes of the failed system of government to form the Constitution. When our country experienced the horrors of slavery, we rose from the ashes of a system of oppression to ratify the 13th Amendment. When we were struck by one of the worst acts of terrorism in the 21st century, we rose from the ashes and rubble of the Twin Towers to become an even stronger nation. And today, in the fight against COVID-19, racial injustice, and the other issues plaguing our nation, we must once again rebuild from the ashes to rise above. I would be lying if I told you I knew what America's future looked like. There's no telling what we could achieve in the next year, let alone the next century, but what I do know is that as long as we follow our country's foundational values, our path will always stay true. Without a purpose, America has always been lost. We've created a country united by diversity, fragmented but held together by the wisps of a dream. We've created a national spirit and a nation filled with 1,000 different cultures, 1,000 different types of people, 1,000 different values and dreams and beliefs. This, in essence, is the magic of America. Today, as we're poised to lead the free world into a new era of change, we must remember where we once stood. It's our duty to continue to defy all the odds and strive for even greater change than ever before. America isn't perfect, but for all our faults, we've managed to invest into the one thing that can cause true change down the line, our children. It will be future generations that shape the course of America's future. It will be us that picks up the Patriot's pen and broadcasts the voice of democracy. It will be us that works to solve climate change, perfect democracy, and represent the U.S. on the world stage. It will be us who will take up the age-old mantle of preserving life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Still, the question remains, where do we go from here? How do we let an entire generation know about the greatness of the country they live in? How do we let children around the world understand the potential of America, the strength of the American dream? How do we explain our humble roots to a child living in the most developed nation in the world? It's integral that we find answers to these questions while also remembering our shared heritage. Americans by nature are underdogs. Americans are fighters. And most importantly, Americans never give up. Even under pressure, we flourish and rise from the ashes stronger than before. America is the rose growing from the concrete. America is the whisper heard around the world. America is the phoenix. And in the end, all it took was a single spark.